friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one, no, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one, no, not one, no, not one, no, not one.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap praise. There is no one like Jesus. Hallelujah. We're so blessed to know the living Lord in all that we do. Just love the Lord this morning. Good to see y'all. Welcome this beautiful first day of May. Hope everyone's doing well and had a great weekend. And we're looking forward to just a mighty move from God this morning and today. All of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We're so glad to have you with us. We miss each and every one of you that's traveling and not able to be with us. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning as we do. Just want to earnestly seek Him for His guidance, for His walk. Again, as I just mentioned, as you look around, there are some folks missing this morning. I know we've got a couple of groups traveling. They're out of town, whether they've gone for weddings or gone for vacation. And there are those that are sick and shut in that aren't able to be with us. We were seeing some prayer requests this morning come across, and we know that God is a mighty God. And we're going to lift each and every one of these situations up and just continue to remember and just ask for God to protect, to mend, and to make well. Lord God, if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God knows. Yes. And as we start, I just want to say this. He knows what those test results are going to be. But He also knows that He is more powerful than anything a doctor can say or do. Right, and we're just putting all our faith in the Lord. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, we just want to lift You up. We want to honor You, dear Lord. We want to worship You. And dear Lord, not just for this hour, but dear Lord, for our entire life. Dear Lord, I pray for each and every individual with us this morning or out in the children's church. Those that are watching online right now, dear Lord, You see their needs, dear Lord. You've seen the hands that were raised. Lord, you hear the cries that go forth in the dark. But, dear Lord, you also know our hearts and you know what's best for us. Lord, we're asking you now, dear Lord, just to lift your mighty hand and touch each and every prayer request. Lord, we know that you are the healer, dear Lord. We know that you're mending things now, even though we may not see them. But, dear Lord, we put all of our faith and our hope in you. Lord, we just love you. Lord, we praise you, dear Lord, for those sick and shut in, those at nursing homes, assisted living. Lord, for those precious caretakers, dear Lord, we ask you to touch each and every situation. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Lord, we ask now for your blessings to be on our service. Dear Lord, we ask for your word to flow freely, that our hearts and our minds will be open to hear and receive. Lord, we ask now that, Lord, as we play our songs and we worship you and we lift our hands, Lord, that you will receive this as a holy praise to you. And, dear Lord, we thank you again for this beautiful day you've given us, for this change of seasons. Lord, as we start this new day, Lord, we know that you are more powerful than anything we face. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory. And it's in the great name of Jesus we pray. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the good thing about it is we maybe are a little fewer in numbers and we're still here to worship, that God still is here. So as we sing up in praise, we want to worship each and every time. Yes, ma'am. Oh, goodness. Absolutely, absolutely. We'll keep our eyes open for that. So while you're standing, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then the light from heaven filled my soul. It paid my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Yes.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let's tell him all about our trouble. Hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel the prayer will turn in. Though a little fire is burning, a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer, and if God help me, hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus makes it away.
Because he is a living Savior, our living Savior. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Sound like y'all ready for church this morning. Praise God. May we continue the spirit of worship and praise and ready to receive his word that's set forth before us this morning. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offerings. I don't have any announcements up here. Oh, the way you're looking, I thought you had something. Anybody else? All righty. Yeah. Oh, great. There is one. Choir practice this evening at 5 p.m. Come join the choir. And if you haven't joined the choir, it's the perfect opportunity. That'd be the best day to do it. Just praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Y'all can all help sing this, if you will, because I might miss it. I can't hardly sing, but anyway. So y'all all sing it. I remember how you told me that life may not be easy. Everything that I need, you've already given me. Thank you, Jesus. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you'd fight for me? Walk me through fires, pull me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I'll walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I'm changed by your mercy, I'm covered by your peace, I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. You walk me through fires, pull me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke builds pleasure walking with me.
I can face anything.
But
you're here with me.
Here with me.
I can do all things.
Do all things.
'Cause you strengthen me.
I remember how you showed me.
Price of my redemption. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, how could I question when you proved that you died for me? You've walked me through fires, pulled me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. What your mercy did for me.
You gave me beauty for my guilty stains. And now I'm living day to day by His grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free, that's what your mercy did for me, and mercy will restore me. I will proclaim that even if the world may fall before me, I will proclaim. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free, that's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me.
Everybody sing.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave.
You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Amen. Come on, give praise in the house. That's what your mercy did for me, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful that mercy stepped in on your behalf? Praise God.
Hey, everyone. I got to testify to the healing power of the Lord, okay? I went through breast cancer and everything, and I had an issue. I finally understood, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Because I believe God can heal people, God can do miracles, but I didn't believe he was going to heal me. And I went through chemo, and that's okay. And I kept on praying, coming up here, pray for healing, pray for healing, pray for healing. I also concentrated on the cancer. Then I had an MRI done. They found it read at least 14 lesions in my brain, indicating multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I was turned down by Emory because of cancer and MS. I was turned down by the Shepherd Center. I was turned down by the MS Institute of Atlanta. And then I found this neurologist, Sharon, the infusion center at Tanner. Anyway, she says, I don't think you have MS. And then I had another MRI, and there's only one lesion. Yes. I don't have MS anymore. I do not have multiple sclerosis anymore. Yes. And guess what? At least 13 disappeared. Just disappeared. And someone told me, and I knew it was in the Holy Ghost, she said, it is the collective belief of the people praying for you. And by their faith, you were healed. So thank you. Y'all are a praying church and a believing church. And God heals. Even when I had doubt, it don't matter. He healed me anyway.
Well, glory. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Another miracle. Amen. Another miracle in the many miracles that our Lord and Savior, amen, is able to do. If our faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the power of God and for the mercy of Almighty God? Amen. What a gracious God that we serve this morning. If you're thankful that mercy stepped in on your behalf, give him praise this morning in the house. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sing. God is so good. Amen. No, he's great. He is great. Yes, ma'am.
The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad
to see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you. Lord, it's thine.
Little David, oh so small. Goliath, oh so tall. Odds were just too high
for little David.
So he shook off all of his load. For with the power of God he was clothed. He said the battle's
mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
The battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's
thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do,
and I'm so glad
you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Now, little David, unafraid, before the giant he stood that day. To be the end
for little David.
Just like the lion and the bear he stood. Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not mine.
I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Now little David, he stood tall. Now Goliath seems so small. Sweet victory had reigned
for little David.
Cause he gave the battle to one with a record for getting things done. He said the battle's not mine,
I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
The battle's not mine,
said little David.
Lord, it's
thine, I'm in favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do,
and I'm so glad
you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
For the battle's not mine,
I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Somebody say praise the Lord. It's not your battle. I said, it's not your battle. Why are you trying to fight it? It's not your battle. Amen. Release it and give it to God. The battle's not mine. It's His. Amen. And God will be, and God is, victorious over every matter, over every situation, over every healing. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we're already healed by His stripes. We're already healed. If we receive it, amen, and believe it by faith, amen, it is done in Jesus' name. If you believe that, one more hand clap of praise for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, how many brought your sword to battle this morning? Amen. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Exodus, chapter number 12, verses 1 through 7. Desire your prayers this morning. I said, I need your prayers this morning. Hallelujah. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 12, verses 1 through 7. And the Lord spake to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of bondage, in the land of depression, in the land of sin, in the land of unending peril, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it upon the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful. God, we are so blessed by your Spirit, by your anointing, by your salvation, and by your healing virtue. Father, we humbly stand before you this morning, God, asking you, God, just to give us deliverance. God, I pray, Lord, that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel, this oracle, God, that the Holy Ghost, Lord, might speak to our hearts this morning. God, we pray for each and every need this morning, and we know that you're the God of all needs, of all power. God, and we pray, Lord, that anyone in the sound of my voice today, God, that needs a prayer, that needs a situation, God, we know that you're able. Father, especially if anyone is lost today, God, I pray that this would be the day, Lord, that they would declare, God, and come unto you and profess, Lord, your salvation and repent in Jesus' name. Father, we ask these blessings. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I come before you this morning very humbly. And I do not have a cute message, nor do I feel that it will be very entertaining. But I've been compelled by the Holy Ghost to bring this message. If God is anything, He's an on-time God. I said He's on time. Sometimes our time doesn't coincide with His time. But I think it's time that we got on the same time schedule as God. I think it's time that we pushed away everything else and put God first like He desires to be in our life. If I had a message title this morning, it would be A Perfect Lamb. I'm not sure what comes to your mind when we use the word perfect, but there are no imperfections when you declare something to be perfect. If there is one spot, if there is one issue, if there's one thread that's out of line, it is not perfect. We used to have an ability to buy imperfect clothes, or I don't think they call them that anymore. they call those seconds or something. To the naked eye, you probably couldn't see it. But it didn't slip by the one who was the master inspector and was able to declare it perfect or imperfect. As I begin to think about the days and the hours that are leading up to, I believe, the soon coming of Jesus Christ, I believe that all current events point toward it. I'm not going to spend much time, if any, this morning on current events. But I do want to declare a message to you this morning that we have a perfect Lamb. God spoke precisely. When God speaks, He doesn't beat around the bush. He may have spoke out of the bush, but He doesn't beat around the bush. When God speaks, we need to listen and we need to apply it to our lives. We need to be obedient to the Word of God. God spoke to Moses and Aaron. Now, Moses and Aaron were the servants of God who had the obligation, if you will, to go down to Egypt and to tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go out of some 400 years of Egyptian bondage. So the word had already been spread. Preachers, I'm here to tell us this morning that we have probably preached enough of the Word of God to save the entire city of Villarica, probably the entire state of Georgia, and all over the world. There's probably been enough Holy Ghost preaching that there shouldn't be any excuse today that anybody is lost. But nevertheless, some still has not heeded the Word of God. So that's the reason that we preach old-fashioned messages. That's the reason that we can't, detour from the Word of God and preach something that is enticing or something that's uplifting all the time, because so many people have not found the fundamental salvational plan of God that's right before their very eyes, and for whatever reason, they're not applying it to their lives. This preacher will not be here all so long. I'm getting old, so folks. I don't want to stand before the judgment seat of God. And He'll ask me, why didn't you preach it one more time? Brother Andy, I've heard that message all my life. Come on, people, it's time to obey the Word of God. It's time, amen, to lay our sins on an altar of repentance. It's time to get on fire for God. It's time to turn our eyes on the perfect Lamb of God. Moses and Aaron both told them. I would imagine there were some in the congregation who thought, we've heard this story before. God's going to free us. It hadn't happened in 400 years. When is it going to happen? But yet they kept preaching. God spoke to Moses and Aaron. He said, I want you to tell the congregation of Israel that they need to take a lamb, not just any lamb, a male lamb. And I want them to make sure that it is without blemish, perfect in every way, no imperfection whatsoever. It can be from the sheep or it can be from the goats. And I want you to keep it pinned up for 4 days. And I want you to not let nothing happen to that lamb. And the head of the house, the father, we might refer to, shall kill it in the evening, and the blood from the lamb must be applied to the side posts and the upper doorpost of your house. Now, the directions were very precise. No wavering to the left or the right. They were simplistic in form, but they had to be adhered to perfectly. You couldn't just take any lamb. You couldn't put it up for 2 days. Everything had to be according to the Word of God. regardless of what any man tells you, regardless of what any denomination tells you, regardless of what any best-selling book tells you, we cannot vary, we cannot detour, we cannot get away from the almighty Word of God that every person must adhere to precisely as God speaks it. There can be no variance. And then he said, the flesh must be roasted, not boiled, not eaten raw, but roasted. You are to eat the flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Again, no variance. You are to leave no remains until morning. Whatever is left over, you must burn with fire immediately after that you have eaten. You are to eat with your loins girded. Everybody say, be ready. You are to raise that tunic. You are to gird it around your loins. You are to be ready in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You must have your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand. And you must eat in haste, because you're getting ready. Folks, if I could possibly convey to the world today, get ready. Get ready, stay ready, be ready, and looking for the eastern cloud to split. We don't know the day or the hour. I understand that. But I tell you one thing, it's closer than it was yesterday. Hallelujah. Be ready. Eat in haste. For tonight, the death angel will pass through Egypt. Not may pass, not one of these days, but tonight, the death angel will pass through Egypt. Now, let me just pause for a moment. The children of Israel, the whole congregation, had one advantage, if you're going to call it, over what the world today has. They knew the precise time. We do not. Nevertheless, that's not an excuse not to be ready. They could almost get it to the very hour that the death angel was going to come. And they had the instructions to how to be ready to eat their last meal, to be ready to leave in the moment, amen, that the Lord declared for that death angel to sweep through Egypt. So they knew pretty close to time of the death angel. And tonight the death angel will sweep or pass through Egypt, killing all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. But when the blood is seen on the houses, he will pass over you. When the blood is seen on the houses, he will pass over you. If I can possibly convey a message to you this morning, I want you to understand that every single direction, save one, could have been adhered to by the children of Israel. They could have taken the lamb. Perfect, spotless, without blemish. They could have put it up in the designated time. They could have killed it according to the Word of God. They could have roasted it as opposed to boiling it. They could have eaten it with the bitter herbs and the unleavened bread. But had they not, had they failed somehow to apply the blood of the perfect Lamb of God to the doorpost on either side and overhead, then for all of their preparation, for all of their good works, for all of their goodness, for all of their moral standards, for all of their high society, they would have been left behind. The death angel only spared the house that had the blood applied to the doorpost and to the upper paper post. Folks, can I tell you, the blood is the only thing. The blood is the only atonement. The blood is the only redemption of sin. It's all that's ever been. It's all that it's ever will be. We must have the blood of Jesus applied to our earthly house. Had every precaution been made and forgot the blood, there would have been death in the house. There would have been sadness, and there would have been sorrow. It's nothing more than a type and shadow the day and hour that you and I are living in today. God is a God of promise. God is a God of adhering to His Word. He's not going to change it for me. Certainly not going to change it for you. He's not going to change it for society. There's a call today. There's a call today to be ready. To be ready. Not only to have the blood applied, but spiritually be dressed and ready to go. Hallelujah. I know we've heard messages. I've heard messages. This is probably not the first time you've ever heard this message. We sing songs about glory. We sing songs about the redeeming power of God. But yet, we see so many people still unprepared. Unprepared for eternity. The saddest thing in the world is for a minister to stand at the pulpit and try to read scripture to comfort a family when he does not know if that person has really prepared for eternity. Let me tell you something. A message from a preacher at a funeral is never going to change the destination of that person in the box. You can say everything good you want to, but if the blood hadn't been applied, that's how important the blood is. And you know, it couldn't be any blood. Couldn't be anybody's blood. Moses wasn't qualified. Aaron the priest wasn't qualified. David, a man after God's own heart, could not be qualified. There was only one perfect lamb, the Lamb of God. And if you can see anything today, you can see the parallel between the Passover of Egypt, which, by the way, is still celebrated by the Jewish religious sect today. I mean, every day we ought to be thankful for the Passover, but we also ought to be thankful that every day that Jesus resurrected from the death. Amen. Alive, victorious. Amen. Alive forevermore. John the Baptist knew it. The Baptist knew it. John the Baptist was baptizing. Some were confounded by his ministry. Some were amazed. Some said, "Are you Elias? Are you the Christ?" He said, "No, not even worthy to tie his shoe latchets. Not worthy. But there is one among you even now, man, who I spoke of, who will come after me." In John chapter 1, verse number 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold," I said, "the next day, John, seeing Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold does not mean to casually gaze upon." Behold. Look on. crowned with favor, with adoration, with exaltation. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, the First, the Last, the Alpha, the Omega, the Beginning, the End. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. A perfect Lamb. A perfect Lamb. The only Son of God. Don't know if you caught something in the preparation of the lamb for the Passover. Had to be the head of the house. The father figure, if you would. There were exclusions. If a house or a home was too small, maybe didn't have a lamb, they could actually meet in the home of a neighbor or relative, and they could share the lamb. But yet there seemingly, or was, only one person that the Lord said are dedicated to go out into the evening and kill the lamb. That was the head of the house. For God so loved the world. Spiritually, that he went out spiritually and gathered up the perfect little lamb spiritually. And even though God did not drive the nails, he allowed it. And even though God didn't pierce his side, he allowed it. And even though God didn't take the whip and beat the back of Jesus, he allowed it. As the head of that house went out and gathered up that little lamb, not more than a year old, perfect in nature, that little lamb had not done a thing to deserve what it had happened to it. Just born, playing around, happy, probably the healthiest one. But that's the one that God desired. No imperfection. And as that father figure of that house went out and killed that little lamb, he did so that his entire house could be saved. Why did God allow it? Because he loves you so much. Could he step in? Of course he could. He could have disallowed it. He could have called heaven's angels down. But in so doing, I would have been responsible for my own sin. You would have been responsible for your own sinful nature. So he allowed the perfect sacrificial lamb. No guile was found in his mouth. No sin was ever committed by him. He was perfect in nature and perfect in spirit. And he died on the cross, so that you and I could apply the blood. If the blood is not applied, it's not Jesus' fault. He shed his blood. There needs to be a call today to have the blood applied to your life. I know it doesn't seem to be a shouting message. It's not one that's intended to appease or tickle the ears. But it's such a message of priority that needs to be preached more and more and more. I'm afraid, and I include myself, so many times we try to make the Word of God appeasing. We try to make the Word of God kind of digestible. Remember, let me tell you something, folks. If all the good and comfort and everything that does come from the Word of God is wonderful and great, and we fail to tell you that you must be born again and that you must have the blood of Jesus applied to your life, otherwise you can't enter in to the kingdom of heaven, then your blood will be upon our hands. And I don't want to die knowing that I have not declared that the only remission of sin is the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ from a perfect sacrificial lamb. Not only was the only Son of God, Jesus Christ, perfect, spotless, and without blemish, but sin required a perfect sacrifice. I mean, knows we serve a perfect God. And sin must have a perfect sacrifice. Not just anything will do. I'm really alarmed today that some of that preaching is going on. Just any old thing will do. No, it won't. No, it won't. It's not popular, but no, it won't. You need to be biblical. Join any church, serve any God, that won't do. That will not do, folks. That's not in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Pay your tithes, live a holy, righteous life. You'll get to heaven, you'll be blessed. That's not right. As I said, every detail could have been kept to absolute perfection, but if the blood had not been applied. Let me tell you something. This is horrifying. The death angel didn't care how many times you had praised the Lord. And praising the Lord is good. Please don't throw anything at me. That's not what he was looking for. Death angel wasn't concerned about how much money you give to the church. And that's good. Brother Chris, that wasn't what he's looking for. How good a husband you was, or how good a wife you was, or what a moral person you was. Or if you had your name on some roll book somewhere, he didn't ask. And I don't think God's going to ask me for the church roll book when he comes back. I think with all that I've been able to read and discern from the Word of God, the only thing that's going to make a difference is has the blood been applied. The only thing that the death angel looked at was what was on the door, not what was inside the house, not what they looked like, not what they had done, but had the blood been applied to the door. I ask you today, as humbly as I know how, has the blood been applied to your life's door? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because sin required a perfect sacrifice, Jesus was without sin and therefore became sacrificial lamb. As I said earlier, John the Baptist knew it. He nailed it right off the bat. Behold, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. And I don't believe he was saying that as a compliment. He was saying that. That's your only way right there. That is the only way. That's the only sacrificial lamb that is able or is qualified to take away the sins of the world. But put your hands together. By his shed blood, we have been set free. I said, by his shed blood, hallelujah, glory to God, we have been set free. I started off with the blood of a lamb, but I'm ending up with the blood of the lamb. Hallelujah. Not an ordinary lamb, not just any lamb, but the perfect sacrificial lamb of God, the Son of God himself, who bled and died on Calvary so that I could feel what I feel right now. So that I could know when I lay my head down tonight, I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about my future because the blood has been applied to my sin-stained life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So many declare today, and there's some words in the Word of God. Three words that sometimes is misinterpreted, and they're very important. Because these three words were the words of Christ. Also in the book of John, chapter 19, verse 28. After this, hallelujah. Preachers, we could preach a long time on after this. I'm so glad after this is not before this. Come on, get a hold of it, somebody. What are we talking about? We're talking about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After this, amen. After Jesus was crucified, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Oh, my Lord, I got to share something with you, too. The prophetic word of God holds true. I wasn't aware of this, but I'm going back to Egypt right now. And I'm going back to the lamb, the perfect lamb that was chosen from the lambs, all there, the greatest, the most perfect lamb there was. When it was put up, it had to make sure that there was not a bone broken. Brother Chris, hallelujah. What was, will be. Amen. Nothing new under the sun. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What that was today is nothing more than a type and shadow of what Jesus Christ did when they came around and tried to break, or was going to break the thieves' legs because they hadn't died yet. They couldn't because Jesus had done. Give up the ghost. Fulfilling prophecy, folks. Just thought I'd throw that in. He said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. And they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. So many folks today associate that with the death on the cross. I would declare unto you that what he was talking about is the after this. Amen. He had done his mission. Amen. This is what he prayed about in the Garden of Gethsemane all night long. Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It is finished. The mission is complete. The blood has been spilled. The blood can now be applied to everyone who will. It is of whosoever. Glory to God. It is finished. And he bowed his head, gave up the ghost. Glory to God. It is finished simply means it is completed. The salvation that Jesus Christ bought and paid for does not need to be added to. Somebody tries to add something to it, you say, no, that's not Bible. And by the same token, don't you let them ever take anything away from it either. It's true, it's solid, it's easy understood, and it better be obeyed. The blood from the sacrificial lamb has been given for atonement from sin. Charles Spurgeon said, take your eyes off everything else and behold the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Take your eyes off of everything else. All the static, all the disturbances, all the naysayers, all the things, the turmoil, all the things that are going in. Take your eyes off of everything else. Don't look at my faults, amen. Look at, behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him. He is the one, the sacrificial Lamb. And because He died, we can live. Are you thankful? I said, are you thankful? Are you thankful for what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary? Hallelujah. I close with, if you've ever ate at a restaurant and the food was immaculate, prices were fair, atmosphere was just wonderful. You would not hesitate to recommend it, to share it with someone that you've fellowship with or love. If in fact you find a product that does what it says it will do, and you found it to be successful, you would not hesitate to offer that same product to someone else that you love. I ask this, if you know that you've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, and if you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're ready to meet the Lord this night, see, there's an urgency there. Just as there was an urgency, amen. Now, the thing about it, it led up, they had some time. They had preparation time. But when that time came, they had to be completely ready. Not go outside of the house. Stay in that house. And if you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are prepared, you are ready, your sins are under the blood of Jesus, you have confessed to the Lord, you have repented with godly sorrow, broken and contrite spirit, you know this is your ticket, this is your way to heaven, then why would we not want to share that with somebody today? Why would we tell somebody, just live any way you want to? God is love. Yes, He is love. Loved us so much, He let His Son come and die for us. But why would you not want to recommend Jesus to someone, somebody, this very day or this week? Remember, somebody recommended Him to you. Somebody said, you know what? Are you ready to meet Jesus? And if the answer is, well, no, gird up your loins. Eat with a staff in your hand. Get ready. This could be the day. This could be the hour. Amen. That Jesus Christ comes for His church. Or if not, that He takes us home. Man. You see, Jesus is not going to say, next Tuesday, 3 o'clock. If I leave this world next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, y'all going to say, my Lord, what happened? I just pulled that out of the air, by the way. He doesn't say that. It could be in the next 30 minutes. It could be today at 3 o'clock. The issue is, am I ready? The question is, are you ready? Would you stand? Music, would you come, you musicians, please. You see, as I get into the, I guess, the latter end, whatever you want to call it, of my ministry, I realize that the most important thing is to preach Jesus. Yes, that's the most important thing. That's what we need to understand. That's what we need to know. Sing a chorus of Jesus. Just the name of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Only you and the Lord know, has the blood been applied? Maybe you've made every other precaution, but you really have been waiting on that. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another time. This is your opportunity. It's that name that is above all names. Jesus Christ will love you and He will save you. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there's something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. You elders, if you would, come and gather around these that are coming. Like the fragrance.
The rain. Jesus. 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 heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Blood. gives us strength from day to day, and we'll never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain.
just lifted me.
I'm so glad that
Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Oh, I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Well, when I was in trouble,
Jesus lifted me.
When I was in trouble,
Jesus lifted me.
Jesus lifted me.
Singing
glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Oh, I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
that Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Come on, church.
Well, sin had
so
me bound, but Jesus lifted me.
I said, now I'm so glad,
but Jesus lifted me.
Sin had me bound,
but Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
that Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Well, I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me.
Me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. I think we just need to lift our hands all over the congregation and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we lift you up in praise and honor this morning, God. How we love you and how we thank you, God. Oh, for your spirit, for your anointing, for your amazing grace, Lord, for your immaculate love. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise your name. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name.
Jesus is precious to me. Oh, Jesus is precious. Jesus is precious. Jesus is precious to me. For Lord and my Master, Jesus is precious to me. Oh, Jesus is precious. He's so precious. My Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior.
is precious to me. Jesus, he's so precious.
He's so precious.
My Jesus,
he's precious
to me. He's my Savior, Lord and my Master. Jesus,
he's precious to me.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Right. You know, it's Jesus. Jesus is our Lord and Savior, our risen Lord, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. There's one thing that we have, that as we were reading in the Old Testament, and even when John the Baptist was bringing forth and all the baptisms, and then when he saw Jesus, but one thing that we have, through that precious blood that was shed, through that sacrifice that our Lord and Savior did for us, and most of all that resurrection, that he is alive today. It doesn't matter where you are or what you go through, he is with you at that time as your Lord and Savior. That precious blood that was shed for us, and that precious blood that's given us that opportunity to come to the Lord through his blood, not through us, but it goes with us wherever we go, from the doctor's offices to work to lunch. As we go through these doors, we're so blessed to have such a loving church and a group of prayer warriors that I don't think can be outdone by anybody. But as we see people here this morning that we haven't seen in a while, those that are recovering from healing, those that have been away, but just know as the service doesn't end just because we say a dismissal prayer. The Spirit of God goes with us wherever we are in the Lord. So I just want y'all to think about that this evening. Does anyone else need prayer? Anyone else having this altar is going to be open after we say this prayer. But we're inviting each and every one of you back to service tonight. You know, God's not through till he calls us home. His word's got to go forth. And each and every one of us can be that vessel the Lord can use. Our hearts and minds clear. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for the message, dear Lord, as we came in expecting this morning, dear Lord, for you to pour out your message to us. And, dear Lord, we thank you so much, dear Lord. May this just not be a one-time thing, Lord, that we will continue to honor you and to receive your word and be guided and directed by you, my Lord. We thank you for your salvation and, dear Lord, for that precious blood that was shed for us. Lord, we thank you for the vessel that you've given us, our pastor, that brings forth your word. And Lord, now as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, we're going to start praying for service tonight. Dear Lord, that as you have that move that you have applied for each and every one, the message is already prepared for each and everyone that's going to be here this evening, dear Lord. And we just love and praise you. We give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Praise God.